As we discussed in our previous shiur, the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Daled is very sharp about requiring one to wear talis and tefillin when he says Kriya Shma. But as much as the Gemara is so sharp about requiring one to wear talis and tefillin when he says Kriya Shma and tefillin, when he says Kriya Shma, we know, as we said, that people say Karbonos without wearing talis tefillin. Many times, as we quoted Mishnah Brura, situations arise where people can't wear talis and tefillin. And if they're not going to wear talis and tefillin, they may miss my Krishma. The Mishnah Brura says, of course, say Krishma. In fact, I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach in his Tshuvas, Chelek Beis Siman Daled, he says, we know that there are two Zmanim of Krishma, the earlier Zman and the later Zman. And he says, of course, everybody should attempt to say Krishma by the earlier Zman. But now, a person is faced with a dilemma. If he says, if he's going to say Krishma by the earlier Zman, he won't be able to wear talis tefillin. Maybe it's better for him to wait for the later Zman so he could say Krishma with talis and tefillin. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that of course he should still say Krishma with the earliest man, not saying it, not letting it be delayed for the talis and tefillin. So how do we understand all of this? So the Chayzim Lublin uses our Gemara to answer that question, because as I said, as we quoted the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Rav Chibar Abba added kilu hikrav oil b'lay mincha. What is he trying to add? Says the Chayza, that we learn in our Gemara that you could bring the Nesachim not on the same day as you bring your carbon. So now it's very Gishmak. As long as you will eventually, says the Chayza, the Gemara is trying to teach us there in Masechta Brachos, based on our Gemara. As long as you will eventually put on tefillin, the fact that you're not wearing tefillin now shows that your intention was to wear tefillin. And since it was your intention to wear tefillin, that is already enough to be considered that you're not a made Eidus Sheker. In fact, in Marshag, in the Shalos Atshuvas Marshag, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Beis, Sif Gimel, discusses a question that could come up. He says, it's Rosh Chodesh. A person daven Shmoneh Esrei, wearing his tefillin, and then after wearing his tefillin, after taking off his tefillin to put on the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, or for whatever reason, he realized that he did not say Yal V'Yovay in Shachris, what halacha is, that you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Does he have to put on the tefillin again before he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei? Or could he repeat the Shmoneh Esrei just by wearing the talus? Says the Marshag, since this person already wore tefillin, you can't call this person when he was davening, you can't call this person a made Eidus Sheker. He was wearing tefillin. He showed that the tefillin are important to him. And therefore, says the Marshag, just like I'm saying that if you already wore tefillin, you don't have an issue, says the Mashag, it goes the other way as well. If you're going to wear tefillin, it's also acceptable. That's not considered made a desheker, and that's the lesson of the Chayza. There are many Paiskim that discuss this question about saying Krishma without tefillin, without tzitzis. As I said in the previous year, and so does the Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Beis Simen Kuv Zayin discuss. He says that certainly if somebody is only saying the first pasuk of Krishma, he's not saying the entire Krishma, that isn't considered made a desheker. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal opens the discussion regarding the Shaila in Chelek Aleph Simen Dalet, and he says that, as we discussed, in our previous year that many people say kabbonis, and in the kabbonis, part of the nusach of the kabbonis is saying the first pasuk of Krishma. And we said that some people say the entire Krishma, not because they want to be yotz the mitzvahs Krishma. They're going to be saying the mitzvahs Krishma. They're going to be saying Krishma before the zman. But that's part of the nusach of kabbonis. Says Rav Adi Yosef that the iser of saying Krishma without tefillin is only if you're doing it as part of the tefillah. He says the Krishma that is said in kabbonis is a sipur dvarim. Very interesting what he says. He says that you're not saying it to mekayim mitzvahs Krishma. You're just saying that I know that we are Avdei Hashem. The iser of saying Krishma without tefillin only applies when it is your intention to say the mitzvah, to be mekayim mitzvahs Krishma. But if it's not your intention to be mekayim Krishma at that point, then it's not a problem. He also quotes a Gemara in Masechet Brachos, Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Yorav Litpo, if somebody went to the mikvah and the Zman Krishma is approaching, says the Gemara, in Yochel Lalos Uleskasos Ulikrois, if he could get out of the mikvah and say Krishma, Achloi Tonetzachama, Achloi Tenetzachama, before the Netzachama, Yalav Yiskas V'yikra. Of course he should do so. Mimlav, but if that isn't possible, Yiskas V'mayim V'yikra. Read Krishma while he's standing in the mikvah. So the question is, he should read Krishma in the mikvah. Aren't we saying how critical it is to say Krishma with wearing tefillin? So he quotes the Meiri. The Meiri says that it's only considered meid eidus sheker ba'atzmoy if you do it derech zilzal. If somebody specifically says Krishma and he has the ability of wearing a talis, and he has the ability of wearing tefillin, and he deliberately doesn't wear the talis and tefillin, that is considered a zilzal. But if somebody is in a situation that prevents him from wearing his talis and tefillin, he's in the mikvah, or, as many poskim discuss, his body is not appropriately clean, where he doesn't feel that his body is in a position, in a situation where he could say Krishma, that is not to be considered a problem. Another reason Rav Avadya Yosef says we could perhaps be mekel is based on a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Klug Zatzal in the Shas of Tshuva Se'elfa Koshloima, Simen Shin Nun Dalet. Rav Shlomo Klug wants to suggest that the entire issue only exists if you, in the time where they wore tefillin all day. However, Bezman Hazeh, where we don't wear tefillin the entire day anyway, there is no issue of Ki'ilu Mei Eid Sheker. It's only Mei Eid Sheker if you're not wearing tefillin at that time. Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, in the Shas of Chulis Van Hugges, Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Zayin, also discusses the Shiloh, and he brings down many of the heterim that we just quoted, the Chayzim Lublin, the Vart from Shlomo Kluger, without quoting for Shlomo Kluger. But then he makes a very interesting point. He says, we know that before we say Krishna, and even after we say Krishna, we say Birchas Krishna. So now the question is, if somebody is saying Krishna before the Zman, somebody's saying Krishna before the Zman, what is he to do? Asks Rav Shlomo Kluger, asks Rav Moshe Sternberg with brachas. And he even wants to suggest that maybe you should make a bracha, Asher Kedishonah Mitzrayis Mitzivanu Likrois Krishna, which of course he says is not true. We can't make up our own brachas. But you're supposed to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. You're supposed to make a bracha before you say Krishna, and he's saying Krishna without the brachas. He's saying Krishna before davening. The Mr. Brewer, as we quoted in the previous year, suggested that if you're doing that, maybe you should say the brachas also. But we know most people just say Krishna, but they don't say the brachas. But how can you say Krishna without brachas? So Moshe Shtemberg says that the Birchas HaTorah that we say in the morning, every morning we say Birchas HaTorah, can also work for Krishna. And his raya is, just like we know that a Hava Rabba, if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, you can be yoked to Birchas HaTorah to have a Rabba. So you see that Birchas HaTorah and Birchas Krishna travel very much together. And just like a Hava Rabba could be in the place of Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah can take the place of Birchas Krishna. And therefore it seems that he suggests that if you know you're not going to be saying Krishna when you say Birchas Krishna, maybe say Krishna immediately after saying the Birchas HaTorah.